Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Well into summer we are. A little bit sunshine in the morning. Haven't seen that too regularly since June gloom set in. My favorite show, my favorite kind of show, stem cells and organ regeneration, separating truth from hype. Definitely over the next 20 years, you will be hearing on all levels of medicine a ton of information about, can you regenerate your organ? Is it possible? When you're told you're on your way to a lung transplant, when you're on your way to a heart transplant, when you're on your way to a kidney transplant, when you've got an emphysema and they can't transplant any part of your lung, when you need a new joint. Before you go there, you're going to hear there's an option, and you'll hear more of this in the upcoming decades, that organ or tissue, although dead, can be regenerated by stem cells. Now, this is on the tip of everybody's tongue. They gave the 2012 Nobel Prize to Sir John Gurdon and his colleague from Japan. And they gave the Nobel Prize for Medicine to these guys for taking skin cells, normal adult skin cells, not fetuses, skin cells, and in a laboratory creating stem cells, the idea of which is to inject them back into the tissues where they'll seek out and find your ailing organ and regenerate it. Of course, this hasn't happened yet. If you're up for a transplant, if you're up for a long-term disease that you're told is basically progressive and degenerative, non-reversible, and you talk to your medical doctor or whoever about the possibility of regeneration with stem cells, they're going to tell you that this is still in trial, that there's nothing definite yet, and they are correct. There is nothing definite yet. It's not the FDA that's put the lid on it. It's not some bureaucracy that hasn't allowed it to really occur yet. Bottom line is nobody's doing it. They're coming close. In animals, little animals, you can get some very interesting results, but in adults, you can't. And I'm going to give you an insight today to understand what the problem is, why we're not getting results with stem cells on the level that we estimate its potential to be. There's still a missing piece, and I think that missing piece is right in front of our face. But as always, you're going to have to put on your thinking cap for today's show. So we're going to get a little technical today. I think I've got it streamlined into something cohesive that you should understand. You may have to listen to the show again. If you're new to the show, wow, put on your seatbelt. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc. That's the website, Straight Talk with two T's, .cc, not .com. Get to that website so you can look at the pictures. You will not be able to get much out of this show today, this broadcast, unless you're looking at the pictures. First concept, while all of this great work is being done in biology and biochemistry and biophysics, et cetera, talking about the possibility, the prospect of regenerating stem cells, we want to give you an insight into how the body works already. That in fact, the body's stem cell system is already intact. That much of the repair that you do in your body is already being generated by the production and transport of stem cells to damaged tissue. And this production occurs in the bone marrow. Its transport is through the bone marrow and into the organ, in addition to which your organs themselves, yes, your brain, yes, your kidney, yes, your lung, yes, your liver, they all have their own supply of stem cells. Which makes it curious then because as the article I'm going to cite in a moment, so you're going to go to an article. In fact, I've had this article in a past show a long time ago on stem cells, but I'm going to give you a different slant on it today. As even this article that you're about to look at is going to suggest, the heart regenerates itself. Question being, if it's so good at regenerating itself, if this article is true, if in fact the organs have adult stem cells already in them, ready to repair and regenerate a damaged organ, then why doesn't it happen? Why do people die from heart attacks? Why are people severely disabled after major heart attacks? Why do we have people in renal failure? Why do we have people in hardcore liver failure? Why do we see tissues, organs, damaged to the point where they're not reversibly fixed? Why is this just so prevalent today? I mean, it's just so common to have your orthopedic surgeon tell you you need to have that hip replaced or that knee replaced or that shoulder replaced, when really on MRIs and scans of other sorts, you've only got grade 1, grade 2 degree of damage within the joint. Why is this going on in the face of articles like the following? So you're on the website. I want you to click to view the full article on cardiac stem cells. Click to view that article. It's right at the top of the pictures. You're on the website, straighttalk.com.cc. All right. Life and death of cardiac stem cells. A paradigm shift in cardiac biology. This is 2006. I want you to relax and take your time in this article. We're not going to get too complicated, but you can learn so much from this. And, of course, it's about learning, isn't it? It's where the smart money is, lest you start downing some of these. On the market today, we've got supplements galore that are telling you they'll activate and promote your stem cell transport and production and the rest of it. And I shudder to think at claims made without understanding what I'm going to bring to you on this show today. Life and death of cardiac stem cells, a paradigm shift in cardiac biology. Circulation Magazine, that's a tech magazine for medical doctors and doctorates. American Heart Association, Incorporated. Life and death of cardiac stem cells. Anversa, MD, Katsura, PhD, Leary, MD, Roberto Boli, MD. Okay, international team here. The heart as a self-renewing organ. I want you to go to the... I parenthesized certain parts of this article. So on the left side, the first page there, down on the bottom, recently, an established notion of cardiac biology has been questioned. The general belief that during prenatal life, cardiac progenitor cells undergo progressive lineage commitment and differentiation, which results in an irreversible loss of developmental options in childhood, may not be valid. Why can't these guys speak English, huh? What those few sentences say, as classically speaking, the cells you get in the heart are the cells you die with. And when you lose them, they're gone. Remember, back in school, don't drink booze because it kills brain cells? Some of you remember that. I certainly remember being told that in grammar school by the nuns. Don't go out drinking because it kills brain cells and you'll never get them back. This is what standard biology, biochemistry has told people for hundreds of years. An irreversible loss of developmental options in adulthood. And what this article is about is that is not true. Similarly, the traditional view of the heart as an organ of incapable of regeneration has been challenged. So let's keep going. Let's go to page 2. Top of page 3. If you look in the upper right-hand corner, then pages are numbered for you. So not page 1, not page 2, but the top of page 3. The heart is a self-renewing organ. And this is the whole point of the article. And you're going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and then check other articles that it cites. Its references are infinite. So in the face of being told you have a heart attack, you've had a heart attack, or you've got bad renal kidney damage, or you've got bad liver damage, or your joint's destroyed, and there's nothing you can do about it, spouting the traditional medical view comes this article. Complicated by the fact that if you go on website, if you go on Google, and you look at anything to promote the production and transport of stem cells, you can buy supplements forevermore. And those supplements that you can buy forevermore are, they're everywhere. The question is, do they work? And the answer is not that I've seen, not that anybody that's really done good science has seen. So in fact, we've got this triad of issue. Classical biology saying you can't do anything about it. Articles like this saying that you can. And then supplement companies promoting all sorts of capsules claiming that you can regenerate these diseased tissues outside of having them transplanted. Now, I want you to take a look at this picture here. And I want you to stare at it. I'm going to give you 10, 15 seconds to just stare at it. I want you to understand cardiac myocytes, bottom left, are your heart cells. And they've been damaged. And up top, you've got cardiac fibroblasts. Fibroblasts are scar, are the cells that come in and make scar tissue. You've got something called the extracellular matrix, which is a lot of what the show is about today. And then you've got actively proliferating progenitor cells, meaning you've got active stem cells that are going to become heart cells. Versus, you see on the bottom there, and so in the top of page 3, that picture, in parentheses, the heart is a self-renewing organ, you've got quiescent stem cells. I want you to take a look at that. Quiescent stem cells are the stem cells latent. They're living there in your tissue. And they're waiting for a stimulus to activate. And once they do, you start making your own heart cells. Take a look at that picture. Just take it into yourself, because we're going to really need this today. Stem cells. Quiescent stem cells are the cells that are put there that are waiting for a problem. Active stem cells are the quiescent stem cells, the latent stem cells that have been activated by damage. There is a whole system. There is a chain command in each and every organ whereby once this organ is sufficiently damaged, stem cells activate and then reproduce to create new tissue, new cells to replace those cells that are otherwise understood as irreversibly damaged. That is where science should be putting its focus. It should be putting its focus into promoting a process that's already there. Of course, we have a problem. We have a problem when we get up there and we claim that the heart is a self-renewing organ, that the heart replaces itself. If you go on to read in this article, it's going to tell you that the heart replaces itself 18 times during your life. You grow a new heart 18 times. You basically grow a new heart every 4 to 5 years. Did you hear what I said? You grow a new heart every 4 to 5 years. You grow a new kidney. You grow a new liver. There isn't an organ in your body you're not regrowing. That's big. That really shakes the walls of medicine. You can find a lot of articles like this. I put another article on the kidney. So the line between reversible and irreversible is getting thinner and thinner and thinner. The skeptics say, well, and the skeptics say to the people that wrote this article, the credentialed scientists, including medical doctors who wrote this article, are challenged by the skeptics that say, if that's true, how come John Smith, that had a bad heart attack, whose heart is damaged, 10 years later, it's still damaged? Where is the repair, they say? I want you to hold that. Because there's an answer. There is an answer to this. It's right in front of everybody's face. It's understood. But you got to put the pieces together. On this picture, the heart is a self-renewing organ, is the word extracellular matrix. Now, extracellular matrix, if you don't know, is the space in between the heart cells. So a heart cell's hanging out, and it doesn't get oxygen, even though you're running each day and working out, but under the stress of life, the heart cell that doesn't get enough oxygen because your arteries are plaqued starts to decay. Ultimately, it begins to die. If enough heart cells die, nerve cells pick up the pain chemicals, send them to the brain, and voila, you're keeling over with a minor to major heart attack. And in between the spaces of these heart cells, something's going on after the heart cells have been damaged. In that process, as the guts of your organ cell, your kidney, your liver, your spleen, your brain, your heart, as the guts of those cells are squeezing in pain, spewing their intracellular cytoplasm, their protoplasm, their Welch's grape jelly, guts of the cell, spewing into the intercellular space, something's happening to that space in between the cells. We call this the extracellular matrix. You see two words there. Just underneath the heart is a self-renewing organ. Now, I want you to get off this article, go back to all the pictures, and I want you to go to picture number 5. The extracellular matrix and ground regulation, basis for holistic biological medicine, Alfred Pissinger. I hope that's how you say his name. Book's been out for years. Look, none of this that I'm saying to you is new. None of it's certainly my invention, nor is it Pissinger's invention. It's just guys with different ways of giving you a viewpoint. And there's not enough of us because it's not getting through. Because the reason skeptics challenge that cardiac article I just cited, citing that, well, if you do regenerate because you have stem cells in your organs already, then why do people with heart attacks just don't get better? Why do people go into renal failure in the first place? And it's all about the extracellular matrix. You can't, in a nutshell, get anything done reparatively in terms of regeneration if the space in between the cells isn't remodeled, reconditioned, reconfigured, repaired, renewed, refreshed. Forget the dying cell. Forget the stem cell. If the space in between those cells isn't being taken care of, so it remodels itself, all the stem cells in the world aren't going to do beans. That is what holistic medicine overlooks. That is what critics of this article overlook. That is probably largely what the people who even wrote the article on cardiac stem cells overlook. There's a piece missing. Now, what that piece means to you is understand the process through which you have to clean out that space in between the cells. If you really get what that's about, the layers of that, the sequences of that, the time involved in that, you start to understand why you're doing what you're doing. Because here's the bottom line. Compliance is the difference between success and failure in a healing. Compliance. People do not comply. And I do this show because people don't comply because they don't understand. And then they have to understand it on levels. And usually those levels are not deep enough to attach to what you need to attach to understand a process. Involves two things. One, study. And understanding that you don't need to be a rocket scientist. You just need to invest some time into getting the guts and the essentials of a process. It is not insurmountable. It is not irreversible. It is not impossible. But what holistic medicine does by putting supplement cells up for stem cells is it creates the delusion in your mind, the consumer, that basically you're going to spend money on these things and voila, see the miracle of stem cell repair holistically and naturally. And this is a shocking marginalization of a very divine process. On the other end of which, people are telling you what you've got is irreversible, just replace the organ. When good science, hard science, stuff done by credentialed people is all over in the literature, but you've got to piece it together. And again, the point. Well, look, let's say this from another standpoint. Let's look, go to the top of the picture there, click to the few article on kidney regeneration. I did a show on kidney a couple of weeks ago. I even put this article on that show. The kidney. What you call the kidney is a matter of a amoeboid-like, so a macrophage or amoeboid-like cell called a podocyte with tentacles that wraps its long octopus-like fingers around a capillary tuft called the glomerular capillaries. So all that you call your kidney is an octopus with its tentacles intertwined into blood vessels. And those blood vessels get all the waste out of the blood, and those octopuses and their long tentacles suck up all the waste. It's that simple, and into that urine goes that waste. That's what a kidney is. It's nothing more than that. And of course, those of you in renal failure, those of you approaching renal failure, are told this is irreversible, you're on dialysis, there's nothing you can do. And since you believe that, there's nothing you can do. And since you take supplements that promise you all sorts of miracles, and you don't see that happen, you get depressed. And we have this myriad of insanity when right in front of us, in the hall of the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, you have medical doctors and good scientists. Look at the number of people who co-authored this article, who contributed to this article, who got their names. These are all educated people from departments of clinical pathology in the nephrology section, so on and so forth, from all over the world. This is a peer-reviewed article, meaning you just can't throw your opinion around because you've got all your colleagues ready to discredit and destroy your career, and that is the reality of academic life. But this gets published because it's solid. And what does it say? It says the regeneration of glomerular podocytes by human renal progenitors. And just go into the abstract there. Again, if you're new to the show, I'm sorry if your head is spinning. If you can get to a website, straighttalk.cc, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, not .com.cc, that's with two T's. Get on today's show, I think it's show 216. This is the article, way up at the top, on the article on renal, kidney. Here's the abstract. Depletion of podocytes, common to glomerular or kidney diseases, plays a role in the pathogenesis of glomerulosclerosis. Whether podocyte energy in adulthood can be repaired has not been established. So what we're saying here, what they're saying in the abstract is, so far, you blow it in the kidney, you're done, you're cooked. Here we demonstrate that adult human kidney cells consist of a hierarchical population of progenitors that are arranged in a precise sequence within the Bowman's capital and exhibit heterogeneous potential for differentiation and regeneration. Not just the podocytes, but also the tubular cells. Keep going. On the bottom of that first page, converging evidence suggests that podocyte depletion, you lose those podocytes in the kidney. Let's go to the next page. Here it is. A potential mechanism for podocyte replacement might be stem cell migration from the bone marrow, as described in some models. However, it has been established that the developmental source of podocytes are resident renal progenitors. You see what I put? The miracle is here. If you get into the literature on organ regeneration, not hosted by nutrition magazines, not hosted by people selling supplements, but in hardcore journals of pathology, nephrology, cardiology, hepatology, neurology. Our statements like this. And where I put the miracle is here, which I hope you're looking at, it's basically saying there's two sources that each dying organ depends upon to regenerate itself, and it can. That is what these articles are about. One place is the bone marrow. The bone marrow sends stem cells from the bone marrow to the organs. Number two, in the organ itself, the dying organ, are adult stem cells. Those processes are intact. The question, of course, is why does this fail? And that's what the extracellular matrix is all about. So you've got to get to understand this extracellular matrix. What in the space in between the cells stops this migration of cells from the bone marrow into the target organ? What stops the process through which adult stem cells initiate and seek to repair damaged organ tissues? Renal failure, liver failure, brain damage, heart attacks, heart failure, joint debilitation, so on and so forth. What stops it? All right, let's get off this article and let's go back to picture number six. Go to picture number six. Let's get into the space in between the cells, the ground regulation system. The first thing I want to show you in the lower left-hand corner. So you're at picture number six. You're on the website, straighttalk.cc. Lower left-hand corner, sympathetic and parasympathetic nerves. Remember, you must have connection to the autonomic nervous system, particularly the parasympathetic nervous system, to regenerate. Take that out, and you can kiss this process goodbye. Take out the vagus nerve. So I'm jumping ahead for my regular listeners. Take out the vagus nerve. Leave out a real visceral understanding of what it is to regenerate tissue via impulses through the nervous system, creating opiate in the body, and you can forget the regeneration through the extracellular matrix. Lymphatic tissue. Look at the lower right. Lymphatic tissue. Underneath that, extracellular fluid. It's telling you to regenerate through those areas. You're going to have the flow of lymph. The extracellular fluid, the space in between the cells, that water is the lymphatic system. So have we mastered hot-cold therapy? Are we exercising? If we can't exercising, are we putting our feet in the earth? Are we on vortexes? Are we on ley lines? Are we dry brushing the skin? Are we using the clays? Are we using the castor oils? Are we rolling the connective tissue of the body with physical manipulations? Are we stretching the tendons so that we can get flow through the lymphatic system, or you cannot remodel the extracellular fluid? So look at that. Just off this picture, picture number six, on the website, we can infer two things. One, if you're not draining lymph, forget it. Two, if you're not getting autonomic flow, forget it. So if you make a claim that, yeah, Joe, your kidney's going, but you can reverse it, or yeah, Joe, you've got emphysema and the elasticity of the bronchioles are going and gone and you can reverse it, or you've got low-grade brain damage and you don't know where your keys are anymore and you don't know how to get home from work. If you've had a heart attack and you don't feel like you can really have a full life anymore, and you can regenerate because we can give you stem cell therapies, because we can do things around the stem cell concept to rebuild tissue, you have to understand that it's meaningless. Well, for two points. One, if you don't have good lymphatic flow and you don't have autonomic flow. Now, how do you know if you do? Well, you see, this is where life gets complicated, if you even understand it. Point to you is, if your autonomics are in balance, you're going to feel, you're going to have a visceral connection to what it feels like in your body when you start to get flow. If you're getting massage, if you're walking into a sauna, if you're doing a fast, if you're at the beach regularly, if you're putting your body in ice cold water and very hot steam or very hot banya, and you're feeling a lightness of being, a liftedness of weight on your body, rest assured you're moving your lymph. Get away from these technology models, these machines we invent to tell you where things are at. Don't let that work in place of what you feel in your body when you apply yourself to time-honored traditions, many of which are on my shows, that do things like move lymph. If you're not feeling qi, are you sick? Do you have symptomology you want to get on the other side of? Do you feel dead? Are your dreams broken? Do you feel lonely? Are you of the age where you're asking yourself, what did you come here for? And where is all the time gone? And what is this added up to? The question is, in those states, if you're not feeling prana, chi, and don't mistake those terminologies for occult practices, if you're not feeling nerve flow from your cranial nerve into your organs, off the vagus nerve, you've got no shot at the game. If you're delusional about what nerve flow means, what parasympathetic flow means, if you have remained delusional about this, if you are in your head about the process, if you've stayed cerebral about the process, then in fact, that delusion is very, very problematic in healing. The other side of which is, if you understand what it is to open up the upper cervicals, to pump the vagus nerve through the upper cervical spine into all parts of your body, you are in the game, my friend. If you understand what it is to move lymph and feel lightness, you're in the game. Have you ever fasted? Have you ever fasted a day or two? Got through the initial pangs of it? Got through a fast to the point where you start to feel circulation through your body? You are in the game. Promote those feelings, and you are in the game. All right, let's keep... We're trying to hit a bunch of things here. Bunch of concepts. All right. Let's take a look now. Let's go to picture... Let's do a scan here. Let's go to picture number... Let's go to picture number... Go to picture number 8. Picture number 8. Pissinger's physioregulatory matrix system. Elastin. A fibrocyte. An immune system cell. The basement membrane. Ground substance. Mast cells. Capillaries. Look at that! The immune system cell. What is the immune system cell doing in the extracellular matrix? It got cold there off the inflammation that goes with the death of the organ. Organs die. That's synonymous with the word in pro-inflammatory process. They die in mass or they die gradually. And in that inflammatory process, immune system cells come in and they clutter up as they die the extracellular matrix. Elastin, that's what the matrix is made of. A fibrocyte. Once you get enough inflammation into a tissue, the body understands it. Evolutionary, in an evolutionary sense, the body understands the inflammation in the cells, in the organs, as something that needs to be sequestered. So what the body does is it calls in a cell called a fibroblast. And that fibroblast, on cue from immune system cells, spins fibrin. and that fibrin starts to wrap its web into the elastin around the immune cells, around the nerves, around the capillaries. If I was going to give you a visual on that, what I want you to do is move to picture 10. Go to picture 10. I want you to think of that as fibrin. It's not really fibrin, that's fascia. But I want you to think of that as fibrin. I want you to think of the picture number 10 as what's being laid down in picture number 8 to create the goo. Right, you've got the general idea. I know you do. But I want you to have more than the general idea, because no matter how much you think you understand, you don't. It really works that way. It's so politically incorrect to say things like that. People hate that. No, you don't understand. But if you watch people course through an illness, you'll see them choke. They choke at the plate all the time because they don't understand. They don't understand that this takes time. You have a chronic symptom? Give it a few months for every year you've had it. You've got an organ that you're being told is irreversibly damaged? You're looking at 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. If it's taking you 50, 60, 70, 80 years to destroy something, it's going to take you 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, if you get good care, if you get good supervision. If you go to the places and do the things your body's supposed to do, it takes time. Now, the more you understand what we're talking about here today, what I'm talking about here today, the more you are bolstered and anchored in that dark and stormy night, because you're going to spend time and money and energy. You're going to feel betrayed. You're going to feel alone. You're going to go through lots of things in your process that are going to make you give up because you don't understand. And that's my point. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. No show like this in America. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you need health counsel, if you need to have an understanding of what bodily processes create healing, if you need to know how to promote that through what styles of right practice, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. I don't heal disease. I don't diagnose disease. I have nothing to do with disease. I have everything to do with showing you how to activate processes that are already in your body that'll give you health. And you have to understand it from that standpoint. You have to understand that you forget your symptoms and you forget your diseases and your diagnoses and you're this and you're that and the other thing, and just get healthy and let the body do the rest. In our arrogant Western autocracy, this appears to be far too simplistic to get enough people to pay attention, and yet that is the truth at the tip of your noses. All right. Let us continue. Picture number 11, Cell Biology of the Extracellular Matrix, Elizabeth D. Hay. It's all over the place. Picture number 9. There's the extracellular matrix, elastin, proteoglycans, collagens. What happens is the collagen, I want you to catch this. It's in the literature, the collagen. The collagen is a huge component of the body. It is a huge component of the basement membrane and the extracellular matrix. The collagen moves. It evolves. It's reconditioned from the healthy collagen, collagen 1, to collagen 3. Collagen 1 becomes collagen 3 through inflammatory processes mediated by the collagenase enzymes. So when you're trying to get the stem cells from the bone marrow, the stem cells in the organs, to these tissues to grow new tissue, it's got to get through the ones from the bone marrow. or if that whole area needs to repair and make a new cell, you have to have the healthy collagen replace the old collagen. Because the opposite's occurred in the disease process. When you have a heart attack or in renal failure, the collagen 1 has been replaced by snotty, grimy, swampy, not user-friendly collagen 3. And we have a process in the body where macrophages will eat the collagen 3 to create the collagen 1. It will reverse the process, but you have to stimulate it. So, dry brushing the skin, moving the bile, doing the kidney cleanses, stretching the tendons, sweating, doing hot-cold therapy, doing clay therapies, eating correctly, bringing down the insulin, getting your sleep, being out enough morning sun, putting your feet on vortexes, feeling the pleasure of having the body manipulated and learning what that's about, letting go of your negativity, finding a glimmer of hope underneath all the disappointment of your betrayed existence. You have to put that together to begin to recondition this extracellular space so that you will initiate a reversal from collagen 3 back to collagen 1. And that is really the way it works. We have this in the literature. It is in the literature. But if you don't do this and you forego this process, then it is irreversible. And for as much as some of these herbs may promote this process, and they're all over the place now. TA65, there was another one. I can't even remember the names of these claims that are being made. Even if these things work, they're not going to work against the scarring inside the extracellular matrix. This is why so many biological doctors of high credentials write books on this stuff. So you have to recondition this space. What space? The space you're looking at. Here's some interesting stuff. The Broge thesis. Go to picture number 12. Connective tissue structures connect the outer limits of the body to the inner limits of the human genome. They act as biological filters and biological semiconductors. That's the Broge thesis. That's the essence of yoga. That's the essence of Christianity. That's the essence of any well-intentioned, humble perspective on life that gave respect to nature and above all to the great creator, to God. You can funnel it into a vernacular that makes it sound scientific, and you can call it the Broge thesis, or you can call it the essence of roofing, or you can call it Pissinger, or you can call it yoga. You can call it anything you want. And you can talk about any person from anywhere you want to talk about. The bottom line is in the connective tissue, meaning what connective tissue? Your tendons, your ligaments, your joints, the fascia, the dural tissue. All of this connects to the DNA, which is where all the derangement ultimately occurs in chronic disease. When you talk about cancer, you're talking about the breakdown of repair mechanisms within the DNA. Or you're talking about a mutation, an evolution of that under great stress, meaning poor conduction of electrical wavelength and frequency through the connective tissue, and thus the cell morphing as a last-ditch effort to become something immortal against the stresses you've replaced it with, you've placed upon it. Call it the Broge thesis. Great stuff. Are you interested in healing? Great stuff. Extraction, picture number 13, extraction of old toxicants. The outer compartments reduce their burden of toxicants first. That means don't talk about repair unless the bile flows, unless the kidney's been flushed, the colon's been flushed, you're sweating regularly, you're stretching your tendons, you're moving chi, you've got vagal outflow from the upper cervicals all the way down to your toes. It's saying you've got to open up the organs of elimination. It's saying don't think you're going to sit there with poor lifestyle compliance and just down a couple of nutraceuticals, nutritional supplements that claim that they're going to promote stem cell repair, repair of tissue through stem cells. It's ludicrous. Get the poisons out through the systems of elimination. That's phase one. That may take you a year or two to open up the bile ducts, to clean the calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate, the uric acid crystals out of the kidney. That may take you a year or two. So these things can take time. But what you're enlisting is God's plan. What you're enlisting is a repair mechanism that really is the miracle. That's a joyful ride. And there's so much to learn and so much to understand and so much to get involved with and so much of a return on your investment. Think of the money you spend on your car, on your clothes, on your weddings, on your vacations, all the money that's spent on those things. But I hope not at the expense of the money it takes to really engage a healing. That's an investment America should understand gives a real return. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. If you're sick and tired of feeling lost and you want to give some elbow grease to your process, 714-850-1007. There's lots to learn. Lots to learn. I get excited every Saturday. I never know the show I'm going to do until Saturday morning. And I always get high doing it. Picture number 14, connective tissue. Connective tissues encompass the major structural constituents of the body. They function in support, defense, storage, and repair. The hallmark of connective tissue is the matrix and ground substance. Just a different way of saying exactly what I just said. The next one, picture number 15. Connective tissues are increasingly being viewed as sources of piezoelectric impulses and semiconductors in a vast network of communication. That means you have to bring in the autonomic nervous system to the cell by cleaning the matrix. You got to get that one. Picture number 15 means if you go back, let's go back to picture number 6. Go back to picture number 6. Blow that up, picture number 6, where it says parasympathetic nerves. That's off the vagus nerve, cranial nerve 10, into the extracellular matrix. What picture number 15 is saying, so go back to picture 15, is saying if you want to regenerate an organ, a dying bunch of tissues, if you want to grow new cells, like those articles at the top suggest you can, you have to understand that if you've got to clean out that matrix to bring the electricity back into the compartment. I'll be saying this the rest of my life. I'll be doing this the rest of my life. This electromagnetic perception of what's already inside us is your angel. It is your angel. There's nothing more compelling. There is nothing more compelling to the argument, to the statement that we're manifestations of an electromagnetic field than understanding that to heal an organ system, you have to have a visceral experience of that. You can talk about it. You can write books about it. You can watch TV shows on it. But when you take your body through a healing and have the physical experience of the electrical flow of energy through the body, all these statements today, all the literature that people write about becomes real. So again, a healing is the process through which you clean the ground matrix in a series of stages to the point where you can bring the nervous system, the parasympathetic nerve, to the cell to make that ground matrix piezoelectric at its potential. And that's what 15 really means. 16, matrix and matrix resolution, biological basis for a holistic theory in medicine. You bet it's there. The other person that did that was Pert. Go to picture 17. Candace Pert died 2 years ago. We lost Nick Gonzalez. God bless him. We lost Candace Pert. we lose these people. I think the stress just buries them. They don't take care of their own health under the burden of everybody else's health. And that's literally how it goes. We lost Candace Pert. Look at that picture there. Now look at Candace Pert, picture 23. Look at that, picture 23 before she died. Look at her, picture 22. That's Solomon Schneider, her mentor, who failed to give her her credit due for discovering the opiate receptor back in 72. Back in 72. Picture 21, there's Candace Pert. What did Candace Pert, PhD neuroscience, PhD pharmacology, what does she end up saying? Look at picture 25. Picture 25, Candace Pert, PhD, your body is your subconscious mind. She didn't give a damn. She didn't give a damn. Her science and reputation were impeccable. She didn't care. She couldn't handle the stress, but she didn't care about her reputation in writing a book with a hocus-pocus title to it. God bless her. Your body is your subconscious mind. What she's saying is you can't regenerate tissue without the opiate. The opiate is the concrete molecule through which you can be assured that the electromagnetics of the extracellular space is promoting life, which translates to stimulating the stem cell. What stem cell? Well, the stem cells that are there, but the stem cells that are coming out of your bone marrow. And this is where we'll conclude today, you see. We're going to spend some time now. The stem cells out of the bone marrow, because the truth is, the stem cells in the organs, okay? So you go back to those two articles at the top, kidney regeneration, cardiac stem cells. The stem cells in the organs are limited. They're there. You can activate them. They can multiply. But the real source, the unending source, is the bone marrow. The bone marrow. Life is about cultivating, from the time you're little, the patency, the integrity of the bone marrow. Go to picture number 29. Picture number 29, distressed cells send messages to bone marrow for more adult stem cells. Stem cells are released into bloodstream and migrate to cells. Do you see that? Do you think this is a fairy tale? Do you think I'm making this up? Do you think this is a cartoon? This is a live, active process that science is already documenting. And at the exclusion of it, we're either giving you supplements or telling you to do stem cell therapies or promising you some clinical trial that's not yet codified yet by the agencies that be, although we'll get there in the next 50 to 100,000 years. And it's already active in your body. When your cells are diseased, messages are going to the bone marrow and asking the bone marrow to pump stem cells to those target sites. Your body is an intergalactic, infinitely complicated system of reciprocal messages. Everyone's talking to everybody. It's like the best party you've ever been to, where everybody in it knows everybody and everybody at it loves everybody. And everybody's talking to everybody, whether they're talking to them or not. It is one grand electromagnetic cloud. That is the state in which you heal. Doesn't that sound like prayer? Prayer, hopefully, not just from the neck up. Prayer through your being, right through the marrow of your bone. You understand? This is a framework through which you can understand the biblical translation of the miracle. Don't keep it lost up there in fairy tale land. Miracles, Christ performed real miracles. Is anyone listening to this show today that would deny that? But can't you just wrap yourself around the fact that there was a physiological translation of that into the tissue? And it's in science. There's not such terrible separation of the two. Science and spirit, as Pert says, was separated off a number of deals that were made by pressure from the church. Descartes was part of that. See Pert, listen to her. Study the history of science and understand what the original impetus was behind separating science from God. Terrible mistake that holistic medicine is trying to mend today. Look at that. Picture number 29. Look at picture number 33. Picture number 33. Your bone marrow. Revitalize your bone marrow. Qigong. I ensure Qigong. Picture number 34. There's a Shaolin monk. Those iron, those metal sort of rods are used to hit the body with after much training to stimulate the bone marrow. In the interest of what? Look at Mantak Chia, picture 35, capitalizing on a concept here. Stem cell Qigong. A video in the self-regeneration workshop. You see, this is understood in America too often as a cult, as non-scientific, as esoteric. It is anything but that. It is the remnant. It is, for the most part, a fairly poor communication system of old teaching, teachings that go back to the Old Testament, teachings that haven't been translated yet, teachings that we have to codify in more elegant terms today to bring it to at least the American public. It's why these people are here. Wow. That's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot to take in for an afternoon, for a morning. Listen to the show again. Get on the website. Get the subscription. And listen to the show again and again and again. And use it. Study it yourself. Don't take my word for it. You study it. You garner from it what you can garner. And then ask yourself, did the divine put a system inside you that science is authenticating, that science authenticates, to take you to the higher plane, to make your dreams come true? 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Give our office a call and enjoy a healing if you're ready to do the work and grasp the concept. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.